This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up.
All right, I'm cutting the intro out. This news is so important. Martin Armstrong's our guest. Can't wait to have him back up for a full hour to talk about his amazing experiences and the film about him, The Forecaster. But the TPA, Obama-backed trade bill, has failed in the House. But they'll try to bring it back, and there's other trade bills that are connected to it they're trying to ram through right now. They're voting on those right now. But I actually started getting tears in my eyes of joy to hear this. And they may try to ram it through again. If they try to ram it through, we'll fight it. If they do ram it through, we'll fight to stop its implementation. But House Democrats delivered a stinging defeat to Obama's trade agenda. See, that's where the Democrats are good. When a vast majority voted to derail legislation designed to help him advance a sweeping deal with 11 Pacific Rim nations. That's because it's not that. It just gives him dictatorial power and a bunch of foreign corporations. That is super news. John Bowne has been remote today watching the whole thing. He's going to call in the next segment. Then John Rappaport joins us via video Skype with more on Bilderberg. Leanne McAdoo's coming in. But Martin Armstrong, how positive of the news is this that the Democrats bucked Obama and even teaming up with a slimy Republican leadership? To see Democrats teamed up with the Tea Party, that's the stuff that could save this country.
Yes. Our computer does political forecasting, and we've been forecasting, honestly, for the last two decades that 2016 would be the first shot at a third party rising. And I think that you're going to see, that is kind of turning into like a civil war in the Republican Party. You have the Tea Party, et cetera, but typically that will split. And what I would really like to see would be maybe Rand Paul at least head some sort of a third party and get out of the Republicans. Might not feel that way just yet, but you can't become the party candidate, Democrat or Republican, without kissing a lot of ass to get there.
I tell you, it just makes me shake my head to see the situation we're in. What are some of the other predictions that you, with your research, but also with your algorithms, that you think we're going to see unfolding?
Basically, what we've done is we have taken everything, and the computer correlates the entire world. And when you put it that way and you forget the politics and the bias and the personal views, it's very interesting. And what you come up with is that you see, as I say, that we don't go to war as long as everybody's fat and happy. You turn the economy down, that's when you get civil unrest and war. And what the computer's doing this time is that we track both civil unrest, which was, will rise to a revolutionary level, and we track international war. And this particular cycle turned up in both of them in 2014. And it doesn't peak out on the international war side until about 2017. But you're starting to see separatist movements everywhere. In Europe, it was amazing. I was just over in Barcelona. They want to, leave Spain. Scotland's trying to get away from England. It's virtually everywhere. And this is what is caused by the mismanagement of the economy by governments across the globe. So, honestly, this is the peak in government. And unfortunately, over the next 4 years, what you're going to see is government become even more aggressive. They're not just going to simply lay down their guns and say, oh, okay, fine, sorry, we were wrong. They will fight and scream until, their last dying breath.
It's going to be like Hitler in the bunker.
Pretty much. Even if you look at how did Hitler come to power?
Same type of economic crisis. Martin Armstrong, promise you'll come back very soon.
Yes, of course. It was very good.
Thank you so much. ArmstrongEconomics.com. Folks, you see your film, The Forecaster. Thank you so much, sir. Look forward to speaking to you many times in the future. Amazing interview.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, there's the TAA and the TPA, Trade Promotion Authority, and other systems. But the big chunk has been voted down in the House. It was voted, again, a few weeks ago out of the Senate. They killed debate on it. They wouldn't release the subsections, but mounting pressure. A large portion of Democrats joining Tea Party Republicans, led by Senator Sessions and others, exposing it, and Rand Paul exposing it. Ted Cruz's detriment supported it. He went way down, in my view, doing that. But it has failed in the House. That is just super news. Obama-backed trade bill fails in the House. We have the article from the Washington Post linked up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And this is a victory for those of us that don't want to live in a dictatorship, because it would pass dictatorial power to a great, great extent to the president. And that's what the globalists want. But we have all this Bilderberg news coming out as well. We're going to speak to John Bowne, our reporter, who's been monitoring the C-SPAN vote, shutting down debate, all of it. And then for about 3 minutes, then we're going to go to John Rappaport and get into Bilderberg. Because he's been focusing in on that intensely, investigative journalist John Rappaport. It is just such an amazing time to be alive in history right now. So many good things are happening, so many bad things are happening, but you can see time is running out for the shadow government corporate system. people are aware more and more. Sure, you may have the mass of people watching ESPN all day and sucking their thumbs and you know, tuning into the Kardashians, the latest sex change. But the people that work, the people that have families, the people that run businesses, the people that are smart, the vast majority of them aren't on the globalist payroll. And they don't have a death wish. They don't want to live in mind control land. They don't want to live in a version of 1984 meets Alice in Wonderland meets Brave New World. And they are absolutely getting upset and realizing what's happening. John Bowne, I tell you, I just got a tear of joy when I saw the House shoot this down. The problem is they're going to probably try to implement it by fiat now like they've done so many other things, but we'll fight that, just like Obama has been blocked by courts on his open borders. So we're fighting back. John Bowne, what did you witness?
Well, it's all going on live right now. And can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can, John.
Good. All right. So Pete Sessions, Republican of Texas, was arguing that Paul Ryan was being deceptive, Paul Ryan being the House Ways and Means Committee chairman. And what Pete Sessions wants is a new TPA where no power is granted to the executive branch, which is what Obama is really pushing for, basically to become and agreed upon within Congress to become basically a dictator. And so the TAA, which is the Trade Adjustment Assistance federal program, was shot down, and it was actually a 3-1 margin. But the TPA actually passed, but it's only ceremonial. It really doesn't mean anything if the other bills don't pass. It's all unraveling and falling apart, as I said it would, because people are becoming way too aware of it, and it's largely because of you, my friend.
Well, no, it's all of us together. I think InfoWars might have had 5% of the reason out of the 100%, but it's everybody saying no. And I think it's the fact there are some good Democrats who get you can't have a bunch of shadowy foreign corporations getting total unbridled power. So that's where the Democrats still have some sanity. They're wrong on so many other fronts.
Pelosi, at the very end, right before the vote, the TAA actually turned and changed her vote.
Oh, really? When she realized it was going to be shot down, she went ahead and jumped in on the winning side?
Yeah, I think she realized her party was going to probably throw her to the wolves.
Well, I mean, this is the problem with the Republican leadership. They're a bunch of Rockefeller blue bloods, globalists, who are anti-free market. But I'm glad to hear Pete Sessions told the truth. You know, some of his family was involved in state politics, and my late grandfather was like best friends with him and actually knows that family well or knew them well. It's just, you know, it's good to see Texans, as usual, at the end of the day, not that Pete Sessions is perfect, doing the right thing. I mean, we're talking about handing over what George Washington and the founders set up. I mean, and it's not like we're handing it over to some new great thing. We're handing it over to globalist wolves. It is so insane.
Look at Boehner, who actually isn't supposed to vote as Speaker, putting his vote in, you know, putting the knife in the back of the country.
I mean, it takes a lot to, I mean, this isn't a trade deal, folks. They're handing America over to a foreign shadowy power under a secret document. I mean, but it's men in suits, and it's trade deals, and it's paper, and it's boring. If it was a foreign army, people be out in the streets. It's just incredible. So what's this other vote that's going on then?
This one is,
Trade Enforcement and Customs.
I'll have a full report on all this, get it all together. Trade Enforcement and enforcing orders, reducing customs, evasion. I think that one regards the border.
Yeah, this is a separate bill. So the two sections on the TPP shot down. Praise God. This is amazing news. I'm just double-checking because I can't believe my own eyes, and I don't believe the Washington Post. But I guess occasionally they have to tell the truth. Obama-backed trade bill fails in the House. That news just broke in the last 15 minutes, folks. Praise God. Thank you so much, John Bowne.
Thank you.
Yeah, we ran his special report on Monday, TPP Unraveling. John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com will ride shotgun with us right through to the end of the hour. Leanne McAdoo is coming in at the bottom of the hour to get into some other news with us, and she'll be riding shotgun as well. But John Rappaport's been really having some piercing analysis of Bilderberg. In fact, I'm looking for my folder here that has some of his articles in it. So I wanted to get him to come on the broadcast to talk about his view of Bilderberg 2015. Are we kind of reaching an equilibrium point, and I don't mean that in a positive way, where the forces of deception and mental illness and megalomania are rising, but the forces of enlightenment and freedom are rising, so it's the unstoppable force meets the unmovable object? I mean, everybody senses it. Events are racing now towards one of those historic explosions. People also have a feeling of dread, but a feeling of exultation around the world. Something big is about to happen, or is it already happening? John Rappaport, what do you think's going on?
Well, it's already happening, Alex, with this last vote. And, you know, they made a gigantic miscalculation, which was we can ram through a completely secret treaty. The negotiations themselves will be held in secret, and the contents of the treaty will be secret. You know, so the whole thing was secret, and then they classified the information. What I discovered was it's, you know, top secret, secret. It's all that kind of classification stuff that supposedly prevents legislators from telling the people what they have read that's in the TPP.
Are we starting to see the fall of this secret cover garbage?
Yeah, I think that's what's happened. And, you know, because it's so blatant now with the Internet and with information everywhere for a very long time now, the whole idea is so heinous that the Congress and the President and 11 other countries are going to sign on to this Trans-Pacific Partnership, and nobody in those countries is even going to know.
Yeah, nobody. I mean, not just Americans. I mean, this is our country. We get to see it, jackasses, and then we get three subsections of it, and it's not just a trade deal. It's a giant power grab.
Of course. And we still don't really know, because even with what's been released, leaked, we're not totally sure that this is the final draft or it's an earlier draft. I mean, it's complete insanity. And then as Sessions pointed out about 10 days ago, when he went into the sealed room, you know, to read sections of the TPP, he came out and he started talking about this thing called living agreements, which means simply that once this treaty would be ratified, then the powers that be and these 12 nations could change it at will to mean anything they want it to mean in the future. So this is like a blank check. It's like saying to the globalists, look, you guys do whatever you want up the road here for as long as you want to do it. You need more power, take it. You want to have no tariffs on anything, anywhere, at any time, fine. You want to sell pharmaceuticals at skyrocket prices, that's fine. Whatever you want to do, you just do it. You take over the government, we surrender. So all of this started to come out, and then still Obama is lying, and saying you people don't understand what's in the agreement and all of this kind of stuff. It becomes so obvious, so transparent to people around the world that these liars are just trying for a power grab.
So is this jumping the shark? I mean, because we get down now to the final unveiling of world government, and they go, yeah, it's secret, you can't see anything, and foreign corporations will run everything, and by the way, your kids can't play in their backyard if they're 11, we'll take you to jail. I mean, it's just...
Yeah,
they're turning the country into a supermax prison with a bunch of crooks running around in front of us. I mean, it's just bizarro world. I agree with you. I think we're seeing something epic here, and that word doesn't go far enough. And I think the bad feelings we've all got is realizing the globalists aren't going to give up power easily, and they're going to pull some major fiasco shenanigans.
You bet. And plus, this vote today that we were just listening to, that's going to come back. I mean, you know, this stuff doesn't quit. It's not like, okay, well, we voted it down, that's the end of it. No. It can come back in other forms. It can be readjusted. Congress can be called back into session. Committee.
Oh, you can package horse manure a thousand different ways.
Exactly. So we got to really watch out for that. And then the thing that I pointed out in yet another article, which is much more long-term and deep, is the fact that globalism itself is like a snake that's been eating its own tail for a very long time, because globalism puts global government in the hands of mega corporations. At the same time, these mega corporations are endowed with such powers that they essentially destroy the consumer base of the planet.
Let's explain that. This is key. Key what he's saying. A piercing mind of John Rappaport straight ahead.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
John Rappaport, investigative journalist, nomorefakenews.com is our guest. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. And it just hit me during the break. I was hyperventilating, running around the office, high-fiving people. literally hopping up and down just a minute ago, and I thought, man, you're a goofball. And I went, no, you're normal. You've got the history, everything that built this country. I'm not saying I'm special, but compared to zombies, I am. I mean, I don't get excited when a team I like wins the game. I might go, hey, cool, they won, because I like sports a little bit. I mean, I'm not going to lie about that. I grew up playing them. But, man, when we defeat an evil, horrible takeover, I know the enemy's coming back at us, but still, it's just, it's exciting. And the fact that it's weird that I start hyperventilating and stuttering and interrupting a guest on air, that's normal, folks. This is our country being conquered. I mean, this is real, by really bad people. And they've already got us in their grasp, but we're trying to struggle out. And the fact that we're struggling, listen, they brought the EU in 50-something years ago by stealth. England didn't get a vote in the 80s, late 80s, was brought into it. They're now getting ready to try to vote and get out of it. The point is, they didn't even know they'd gone under the EU until it was announced. Almost all their laws are made by the unelected EU bureaucracy. Now they're trying to do the same thing here, and it's failing. You see, we've gone so far in the fight, folks, that they admit Bilderberg exists. They admit all this is happening. Their house of cards is coming down. We have reached an ultra-epic point. And I'm not overusing that word. It's legendary. The problem is they're going to strike back. And it's going to be bad. John Rappaport, this is a short segment. Long segment's coming up. You'll have more time to elaborate. But I don't think I'm overstating things. And I think it's the fact that people have to get out of their trance, literal trance that you write about, and we have to break people out of it. It's not going to be pretty, like when I was on Piers Morgan. But it was international sensation, as you wrote, because it was the curtain getting pulled back. I'm nothing special. I'm like Toto. We are all launching Operation Toto, and we're seeing history right now. I mean, are you getting chills right now?
Yeah, I am, because the legislators are being forced into this by the people. Because, you know, they sense this giant wave building. We're not going to stand for secrecy. We don't want some supernatural or national government taking over the United States with secret details that we can't even know about. They're afraid if they just, you know, rubber stamp this whole thing that it's going to be an enduring nightmare for them. And so they're backing away right now. Right now, they're backing away. They're saying no. And that is tremendous. That is a tremendous defeat for Obama, because he's in a sweat and a panic, believe me. He's running around making deals, doing everything under the sun possible to get the votes that he wants to.
They burned Hastert to scare everybody.
Because Obama was put there to do this. That's why he's the president. Forget all the other stuff. This was his mandate. There's going to be big-time trade treaties coming up, and you're going to make...
You're right. He didn't go down to Capitol Hill to push Obamacare. He went down here on this.
Exactly. He was mentored by Brzezinski, you know, the intellectual flunky of David Rockefeller, after he won the election in 2008, and he was clued in on all of this. This is why you're here, Mr. President, to get these trade treaties done. Failure is not an option. This is what we want. You do whatever else you want, but this is why you're here. If you mess this up, that's a very, very bad thing. He knows that, and he is sweating. He's in a panic, and he's trying to get arm twisted.
By the way, the media has pointed out that he's been stuttering more, falling apart, doesn't want to give speeches. He looks freaked out.
He is freaked out. He knows who the bosses are. You know, it's like when you work for a company and the boss comes down and he says, look, this is the project that's going to pull us out or keep us in front, and you've got to make it happen. I don't want any excuses. I don't want to hear anything about failure. Whatever you have to do, you make it work. Remember that. This is the next 8 or 10 years of what we're doing here. Well, the boss goes back upstairs and the guy's in this, well, okay, well, I'll do this, no question about it. But then when push comes to shove, it turns out it's not easy. It turns out it's a struggle. It turns out that, you know, what is Obama trying to promote? He's trying to promote utter secrecy. Just do what I tell you.
It turns out there's people that know the game plan. It turns out there's a resistance that was waiting, that knew this was coming.
Exactly. And now here we go.
That's right. We've been patriots for 60 years, have been building to fight you. We stand on the bones of millions of people that knew more than we did when nobody was listening to them. And it's because of those people. It's because of those people, folks, we're now where we're at, in a fighting stance against the globalists. And that's what I'm trying to tell people. As bad as the zombie population is, they're out of the game. They don't count. There are giant sectors of people that know the whole nine yards, and we're ready.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at. Got the number 13 tattooed on my neck. When the ink starts to itch, then the black will turn to red.
We are back live.
I was born the in the PPP. Soul of misery.
PPP, Trans Pacific Takeover.
Never had me a name.
The global government treaty has been shot down in the House. The Trans Pacific Partnership. They will try to repackage, they will try to bring it back, but it is a devastating victory. John Rappaport's our guest. I wanted to get Leon McAdoo in here to talk about the culture war, though, the weaponization of the media. this Bruce Jenner garbage, trying to finance a race war, using the globalist training of the police that is atrocious to then create a culture clash there. How Mr. Rappaport thinks we navigate out of that. Briefly, because I didn't do any plugging last hour, we finance our operation here selling super high quality products. And I believe in one thing at my core, and that's win-win. I don't do something to someone unless it's how I want to be treated. Now, you come over and knock me upside the head, I'm going to attack you. But I like having people over for dinner. I like making people dinner. I like successful people. I don't get mad when other people are doing well. I'm a nice guy. I'm not up here saying I'm some great person. My point is that I grew up thinking everybody was like me or my family. No, a lot of folks are losers and they hate winners, or they're quasi-winners, but they're still haters, and they don't like other winners. And the globalists are that. So anything we sell, anything we promote, whether it's the non-GMO, heirloom, organic, high-quality seeds, or the water filtration systems, or the books, the films, the Patriot apparel, the nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com, is the very best thing that I can come up with that I personally use, that I personally want. Whether it's, you know, Head Down Firearms, acfirearms.com, or whether it's InfoWarsHealth.com and the Longevity line of products there that you can get discounted and get free shipping when you sign up for auto ship and a 30% discount the first time you order when you sign up to be a distributor. I mean, there's those type of deals at InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And that's how we fund ourselves. You see me skipping 2-3 breaks today. You see me not even plugging. Almost all of the radio hosts plug every segment. And radio can't even stay afloat doing that. Our audience is so huge, I can get away with this. But then I forget and don't, and we run out of money to send reporters to Bilderberg or wherever. We have a lot of enemies, too. We need to have a war chest, not just enough money to operate. So you know this, when you buy the products at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com, or when you call an order, when you write to us an order, you are funding people that are committed to not selling out, committed to telling the truth. Folks, I couldn't be made to sell out under torture. I cannot physically do it. They can even come after my kids, and they know this. I just cannot do this. And they're going to run into that across the country, people that have halfway sold out, didn't know they had. When it comes, it gets very clear, they're going to say no. Because what's valuable is not being slaves. What's valuable is having integrity. But they're going to use racism and infighting and trolls on all sides to try to get us at each other's throats. It must fail. We must be unified by a culture of liberty and freedom and ideals. So InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsHealth.com is the whole longevity line, discounted high quality. And your purchase of the products funds the operation, and it's a win-win. You get great products at the lowest prices you're going to find on those items, sometimes even, you know, lower than we're really supposed to have things for sale in agreements, because sometimes we're doing one special and we do another special not thinking. We don't do it on purpose, but we're that competitive. We're that capitalistic. We're that Americana. We're what's left of it, not what's old-fashioned. The ideas of America were never fully realized, but they were the most revolutionary ever. America had tons of evil in it, but the idea of private property, the idea of being left alone, even though it was never fully realized, was like kryptonite to Superman, but not a good Superman, a bad Superman. It is anathema to the enemy. So thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. The other big link is not just supporting us. It is just as important to become a sponsor of local stations or support local sponsors of stations and to spread the word about local stations. So thank you so much for doing that as well. That is essential. You're sick of tyranny? Go get a billboard for the local station we're on. Pay for it. Put it up. Probably cost $1,000 to reach tens of thousands of people. Wake up thousands of people. Or you got a local business? Go sponsor the show. I mean, it's time to put the money where the mouth is, folks. It's time to commit, okay? I'm not bragging, but I've been through all sorts of hell, okay? And you know what? It's only made me better. It's made me stronger. And now since so many people already went before us and trailblazed in the enemy's face, you don't get the heat you used to get doing low-level stuff. The enemy is in trouble, folks. The enemy wanted to intimidate us. They took our laziness as weakness. That is not what it was. So let's take action now. Thank you for your support. And then we also support and magnify all the other amazing minds and patriots, whether it's Ron Paul or John Rappaport or Paul Watson or Jakari Jackson or Leanne McAdoo and just all the rest, our great writers, all the people, you the listeners. It's legendary. It's the fight. It's the defense against the globalists. Even if we lose, at least we didn't crawl around on the ground. We stood up. And it's that animating contest that Jefferson wrote about that makes us who we are. It's that struggle that builds our spiritual muscles, our physical muscles, our intestinal fortitude. It's addicting. I mean, I've gone from being afraid 20 years ago to not being afraid to just being beyond that, just almost wanting them to come, not even just ready for battle, ready for it all, ready for the test, ready. All right, I want to give John Rappaport 5-6 minutes to have the floor on this subject without me interrupting them. I'm going to have Leanne McAdoo segue in with the culture war and get John Rappaport's take on that. John Rappaport.
Okay, a couple things, Alex. One is there are still some people out there who are under the incredible delusion that the benevolent government is going to be the one to rescue us from globalism, when in fact it's the government collaboration with mega corporations and mega money and mega banksters that is what globalism is, not just the U.S. government, but many governments.
The snake eating itself. Get into that.
Exactly. The snake eating itself. That is the fact that the globalism paradigm has mega corporations with such license to roam and destroy and plunder and kill markets and kill competitors and small businesses and so forth, that the gap between the very rich and the very poor is growing. It's getting wider and wider. And therefore, what does that mean? That means that the global consumer base is shrinking for people who can buy the products that these mega corporations are making. That's the crash up ahead in the road. That's right there. That's what some of the people at Bilderberg behind the scenes are actually talking about, because they can see it coming. Wait a minute. We made a miscalculation. We figured that these mega corporations, which are the best organizations in the world to plunder foreign lands, slave labor, mineral resources, and so on and so forth, this would be the way that we take over the world. But who knew? They're shrinking the consumer base of people who can buy the products. These mega corporations are operating their assembly lines at half power. They could produce enough for two or three planets the size of Earth. And meanwhile, the 10% roughly of the world's population that actually can participate as consumers and buy the products that these mega corporations make, that's even shrinking further and further and further. That means crack up, smash up. The whole thing is going into failure. The lights are blinking. The flags, red flags are rising. This is not going to work. That's the snake eating its own tail. That's what's happening to globalism. It doesn't work. It could never work. And now some of the people are facing, who are the globalists, are facing up to what's about to hit them, which is why the decentralization of power along every possible front is what we have to stand for and do, because this whole superstructure is going to fail.
What do you make of the record over the top, beyond security, that Hitler in Austria would have? I mean, seriously, it just bizarro level security at Bilderberg. Does that reflect their panic mode?
I think it does, absolutely, because they're just, you know, casting about in a panic for solutions. What are we going to do? I mean, we've got another problem here, which is robots, machines. The automation of industry is coming on like crazy. The technocrats are inventing new ways to structure assembly lines of any kind. That's going to put more people out of work who can't afford to buy the products of these mega corporations. What are we going to do? Are we going to wire the brains of everybody in the world to put them into a deep hypnotic trance and virtual reality like DARPA is trying to do, so they think they're seeing one thing in front of their nose when it's really something else? I mean, they're just going into panic mode because they see the handwriting on the wall, and they don't want to see anybody watching them in that kind of panic. So
sure,
they put an electronic shield around their meeting to make sure that nobody can get in.
I want to bring Leanne McAdoo in, but let's accelerate past that. You're right. They told the corporations and the college PhDs and the level above the capstone, the level right below the capstone, we know that they told them globalism was for good, and then now it's anti-human, it's imploding things. But when you get into higher-level writings, as you know, they admit they want a zero growth or negative growth, human population, global crash. They control that they use then as the global authority to be the saviors, to come in with peacekeeping forces and succeed where Hitler, who carried out their first eugenics program, failed. And again, I'm not saying it's a Nazi conspiracy, folks. I'm saying he was one model or a beta test, and that's all declassified. And so there is even a plan within this. You can call it psychopaths rationalizing a system that's imploding. But Club of Rome in the 60s envisioned and basically laid all of this out, and it's been adopted. So what do you say to that method, to the madness and the deception of the acolytes of globalism, who believed that they were going to usher in a utopia? Well, this is a utopia for devilish minds, for psychopaths. It is a utopia for those that want to live in a bloody charnel house.
Yeah, it is. But with all of that preparation and planning and zero growth and depopulation and what have you, the problem remains, because these mega corporations, the Monsantos of the world and so on, have been told, listen, you are our boys. You're carrying the freight for globalism around the world. That's why we're giving you this incredibly privileged treatment to do anything you want to anybody at any time. This is why we put armies at your beck and call and intelligence agencies to go into foreign lands and prepare the way for you to take over the resources and the people and so on. And you're our boys. And wait a minute, though. Wait a minute. How are the mega corporations going to profit and flourish with zero growth, depopulation, shrinking radically the consumer base?
Exactly. The minions are getting the fact that they were set up.
They were set up, exactly. They were set up.
We got to have you back for like a 2-3 hour break down the whole state of the world with you, Rapport, because you really, really can crystallize it just in an amazing way. Leanne McAdoo is here, and she's got a really just microcosm story that illustrates the insanity of all this, where they make it all about race, all about identity, which is the opposite of what Martin Luther King taught. And I want to get your take on this after the break or right before the break. Leanne?
Well, there's a new trans debate going on right now. So for the last month, pretty hardcore, it's kind of been shoved down our throat that we need to accept people and the way that they self-identify, right, with this whole transgender movement. Well,
and just even questioning it means you hate them. No, we don't hate anybody. Why is this the number one issue in the world?
Right. Well, now it's kind of thrown back in their face a little bit, because it turns out there was the leader of an NAACP chapter in Spokane, Washington, is a white woman who was masquerading as a black woman for at least the last 10 years.
And her parents aren't black. They've gone public. Tell us about this. But she's, now they're saying she'd have the right to say she's black.
Right.
And so Biggs had a really crude analogy that he wanted to be a body part of Brad Pitt. I guess I could say I'm a toad then, or I could say I'm an eagle. Or
I self-identify as a billionaire. So I need you to...
Yeah, so I have to give you that credit of a billionaire.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, so, I mean, this lady took it to the next level. She's the president of the NAACP. She got her master's degree from Howard University. Is that my thing?
Yeah, Black University. Yeah. So she's a con. She's a con. She's a con, but it's okay because she has an identity.
I don't think she is even a con. She is delusional. She assimilated herself into this black culture. Her family, they were missionaries in South Africa before she was born, but they adopted some black children and another one child from Haiti, another, you know, three African-American children.
So we need to accept her as black.
Right. And if you don't, then you are trans racist, and we probably should go get you some counseling. Because you have, if you don't believe that she's a black woman, because that's how she's self.
So, John Rapoport, they take our real rights, all of our rights collectively, to not be spied on, to not have our money devalued, to not have poison put in our food. But then they give us all these faux rights because the globalists don't care if we say wear dresses or, you know, isn't it really just a political football?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a sensational story that keeps people glued because, you know, it's appealing to lowest common denominator. It's like yet another celebrity story. I mean, it's on that level. Mm-hmm. So, oh, wow, we now have a new whole thing here. I can say that I'm a table or a telephone. And, you know, what rights does the table have? Well, let's get together and form a group and, you know, the table people and get some legislation passed and whatever and what have you, you know. So what's going to happen if 100 black people decide they want to be white? You know, and there's something we can argue about for the next
year. Sounds like a Dave Chappelle skit when he goes and joins the Klan.
Exactly.
Yeah. People on Twitter are saying, well, I self-identify as white. I'm going to go get a home loan.
Yeah.
That, by the way, is why they had to get rid of Dave Chappelle, because he was cutting too close to the bone. I mean, he was showing all of these insanities that, mm-hmm. you know, we're talking about now, these cultural insanities. Sure.
Yeah, I liked him before. I thought he was really smart. I went and saw him live in Austin, and he just seemed to, he like gained like 80 pounds. Well, he wasn't fat. He looked like he was like an NFL, you know, linebacker. But he just seemed totally, it wasn't the same Dave Chappelle.
No. Definitely not.
Something happened to him. What do you think? I mean, people say some weird stuff went on.
I don't know exactly what happened to him, but I do know that there was a tremendous amount of pushback against his show on Comedy Central, and some of it was coming from the black community because, you know, you start looking at his stuff long enough and you see this is what he's talking about. He's talking about the total insanity of black versus white, race versus race, people saying that basically they are their skin color.
We'll be right back.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality, storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products. We live it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people, they're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show. You can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. hdfirearms.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
John Rappaport's our guest.
To know where John
we're going to do 5 minutes overdrive to cover this new ABC News show, Becoming Us, about dads all becoming trannies. Anyway, this is a biological attack. It's happening to fish, amphibians, because of the chemicals. As this becomes more widespread, they're not going to say, why is it happening? They're going to say, oh, it's just a cultural thing. And part of it is cultural, but most of it's chemical. I'll get John Rappaport's take on that in a moment, because we can say we're having victories, and we are, but they're hitting us with a scientific attack. Now, by the way, most patriots aren't into getting credit. The people are trying to give us credit for stopping TPP? No. This broadcast is a small part of that. You, the listeners, are a big part of that. Most neocon talk radio was pushing it. Some were kind of on the fence, but DrudgeReport.com. It has us triple linked today covering Bilderberg. Drudge is the only mega site that will cover this and has the courage and has the Pentagon talking trash about him for it. Not the military, the people that run the Pentagon. We have three links on Drudge today breaking down what's happening at Bilderberg. That's exciting. The Democrats get credit. The grassroots Democrats are sane enough to go, no, we shouldn't have secret bills being passed. And it shouldn't be foreign corporations and governments. That's a big deal. That's why we have two parties. The Tea Party leading the charge deserves credit. And it shows how we all need to come together on sanity and not all call each other racist and homophobes because we don't want five-year-olds taught how to be trannies or whatever. I mean, that shouldn't be taught, period. Okay? I mean, you shouldn't be doing that. It's a distraction. This whole gay marriage thing, it's a state issue. Read the Constitution. I mean, if gay people want to have the lawyers ruin their lives and get thrown in the divorce mill, you're idiots. But whatever. I don't say that because I hate you because you're gay. I say it because it's all a political football. John Rappaport, how do we beat these people? And then Leanne, jump in anytime.
Well, we start to beat them by, and you mentioned this earlier, what are your principles as an individual? What do you stand for? You don't know, you better find out right now. What is freedom, really? What is it all about? Freedom from what?
Is freedom means I can wear a dress. I don't have any other freedoms, but I can wear a dress.
Exactly. And if that is the limit that a person can conceive, you know, well, I'm white, but I can say I'm black. Well, I'm a human, but I can say I'm a fish. That's it. You know, that's the limit of my freedom. Well, we're in trouble then. We have to go back to basics. What does freedom really mean? And individuals have to do that. Many more than already are doing it. And there are a lot that are doing it. And then those individuals look at the world and they say, hey, wait a minute. We're giving away the government of this country to some superstructure of globalist bankers and mega corporations. That doesn't sound like freedom to me. And I can't even know the details of that. Forget it. I'm going up against that. That's what.
And then you recognize the Bruce Jenner thing is a sickening carnival distraction, like the bearded lady, which is just a reverse of that, folks. It's freak show stuff. And I'm not saying people that they're women are freaks. I'm saying they're using carnival barker tactics on us. Leanne, taking us out to break, your take on this situation.
Well, that's just it, because you have a lot of these young people who are in this Black Lives Matter movement who are actually, you know, wanting to fight back against police brutality and all that. Well, now you've got them all sort of infighting against what's white, what's black, you know, this white privilege, and going away from the real issues.
And Jerry Seinfeld's 13-year-old daughter, her mom said, hey, we're going to move back to New York City so you can, you know, be around more boys instead of the countryside. And she said, just to say boys is sexist. Just girls with boys is bad. See, I mean, it's mind control. They're just scrambling everybody's brains. More on Bilderberg coming up with Leanne McAdoo and John Rappaport. I'm Alex Jones. I'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.